Welcome to Exam Ready Literature, your go-to revision podcast for EdExcel, IGC, SE English Literature. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most brilliant, witty, and endlessly rewarding novels on your specification, Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice. Whether you're just starting your revision or putting the final polish on your exam technique, this episode is going to give you everything you need. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Section 1. Core concepts. Let's start with the big picture. Pride and Prejudice was published in 1813, and it's set in the Regency era of England, a world where a woman's social, standing, financial security, and entire future depended almost entirely on who she married. Austen knew this world intimately, and rather than simply accepting it, she used her novel to hold it up to the light and examine it, sometimes gently, sometimes with razor-sharp wit. The novel follows the Bennet family, five daughters, a fluttery, marriage-obsessed mother, and a sardonic, detached father. The central story belongs to Elizabeth Bennet, the second daughter, who is witty, independent, and refreshingly unwilling to marry for anything less than genuine respect and love. When the wealthy Mr. Darcy arrives in the neighborhood, the stage is set for one of literature's most satisfying love stories. But it's so much more than a romance. Now, the title itself is your first analytical gift. Pride and Prejudice. Austen is telling you exactly what the novel is about. Both Elizabeth and Darcy are guilty of both flaws. Darcy's pride, his arrogance about his social superiority, leads him to behave dismissively and condescendingly. Elizabeth's prejudice, her snap judgment of Darcy based on first impressions, blinds her to his true character. The novel traces how both characters must overcome their respective faults before they can truly see each other clearly. Examiners love it when candidates recognize that both characters share both flaws, not just one each. Let's talk about the major themes because these will form the backbone of any essay you write. The first and most pervasive theme is marriage and economics. The famous opening line, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife," is Austen's ironic masterstroke. She's not stating a truth. She is satirizing the social obsession with wealth and matrimony. The word universally is doing enormous work here. It suggests that this is taken as absolute fact when Austen is actually exposing it as a social construction. In the Regency era, women could not inherit property, could not work in any respectable profession, and had no legal independence once married. Marriage was not just romantic, it was economic survival. Austen understands this, and she shows us different models of marriage throughout the novel. The pragmatic marriage of Charlotte Lucas to Mr. Collins, the reckless elopement of Lydia and Wickham, the affectionate but unequal marriage of Mr. and Mrs. Bennet, and the ideal, the partnership of equals represented by Elizabeth and Darcy. The second major theme is class and social hierarchy. Regency England was rigidly stratified. The landed gentry, people like Darcy with inherited estates, sat at the top. Below them were the professional classes, the clergy, the military. The Bennets occupy an awkward middle position. They are genteel, but their estate is entailed away from the female line, meaning that on Mr. Bennet's death, the family will lose their home. This creates the urgency behind Mrs. Bennet's obsession with marrying off her daughters. Darcy's initial reluctance to pursue Elizabeth is partly rooted in class snobbery. He considers her family beneath him. His eventual proposal and his willingness to overcome that snobbery is part of his character arc. Lady Catherine de Bourgh represents the most extreme form of class consciousness. Her outrage at the idea of Darcy marrying Elizabeth is almost comic in its pomposity, and Austen uses her as a vehicle for satire. The third theme is female agency and independence. Elizabeth Bennet is remarkable for her time. She refuses Mr. Collins, a financially sensible match, because she will not be disrespected. She refuses Darcy's first proposal from one of the wealthiest men in England because it is delivered with condescension. She insists on marrying for love and mutual respect. Austen does not present Elizabeth as a revolutionary feminist in the modern sense, but she does show us a woman who exercises remarkable autonomy within the constraints of her society. Candidates who discuss how Austen both critiques and works within the limitations of her era will earn marks for sophisticated, contextual understanding. The fourth theme is irony and satire. This is Austen's primary narrative weapon. Her narrative voice is consistently ironic. She presents characters and situations with a surface-level neutrality that conceals sharp criticism. Mrs. Bennet is presented as ridiculous, but Austen also invites us to understand why she is the way she is. Mr. Collins is pompous and absurd, but his obsequiousness towards Lady Catherine reflects the real power dynamics of patronage in Regency society. When you write about Austen's methods, always consider, what is the gap between what is said and what is meant? That gap is irony, and it is everywhere in this novel. Section 2, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the novel is only half the battle. You need to know how to write about it. The most common mistake candidates make is retelling the plot. I cannot stress this enough. Your examiner has read Pride and Prejudice. They do not need you to tell them what happens. They need you to analyze how Austen creates meaning through her choices of language, structure, and form. Every paragraph should be answering the question, what is Austen doing here and why? The second most common mistake is what examiners call feature spotting. This is when a candidate writes something like, Austen uses irony in this passage. Full stop. That earns you very little. What you need to do is identify the technique, explain the effect, and link it to the wider themes or context. So instead, you might write, Austen's use of free indirect discourse, where the narrative voice blurs with Elizabeth's perspective, creates an intimacy with the reader, inviting us to share Elizabeth's prejudices before we, like her, are forced to revise them. That is analysis. That is what earns marks at level 4. The third mistake is bolting on context. Context should be woven into your analysis, not added as a separate paragraph at the end. Don't write, in the Regency era, women had few rights. This is shown in the novel. Instead, write, Austen's depiction of Charlotte Lucas's pragmatic marriage to Mr. Collins reflects the limited options available to women in Regency England, where financial security could only be achieved through matrimony, a reality Austen presents with sympathy rather than condemnation. For the EdXL IGCSE paper, remember that you are being assessed on 4 assessment objectives. AO1 rewards your personal response and the quality of your argument. AO2 rewards your analysis of the writer's methods, language, structure, form. AO3 rewards your use of context, and AO4 rewards your spelling, punctuation, and grammar. So write carefully and accurately. When you plan your essay, spend 5 minutes on it. Identify your line of argument, your thesis, and stick to it. Every paragraph should advance that argument. Use Peel structure, point, evidence, analysis, link. Embed your quotations, don't just drop them in and move on. Analyze them at the word level. Ask yourself, why did Austen choose this specific word? What connotations does it carry? What effect does it have on the reader? Section 3, quickfire, recall, quiz. Time for a quickfire recall round. I'll ask the question, pause the podcast, say your answer out loud, then press play to check. Question 1, what is the opening line of Pride and Prejudice, and what literary technique does it demonstrate? The answer? It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. The technique is irony. Austen presents a social prejudice as universal truth, immediately signaling her satirical intent. Question 2. Why does Elizabeth refuse Darcy's first proposal? Because it is delivered with condescension and class snobbery. Darcy acknowledges that marrying her is beneath him, which Elizabeth finds insulting. She also believes his account of Wickham to be false at this point. Question 3. What does Charlotte Lucas's marriage to Mr. Collins represent thematically? It represents the pragmatic economic model of marriage. Charlotte prioritizes financial security and social stability over love, reflecting the limited options available to women of modest means in Regency society. Question 4. Name 3 literary techniques Austen uses and give a brief example of each. Irony. The opening line. Free indirect discourse, the narrative voice blending with Elizabeth's thoughts. Satire, the characterization of Mr. Collins and Lady Catherine de Bourgh. Section 4, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Pride and Prejudice is a novel about the tension between social expectation and individual desire. Austen uses irony, satire, and a brilliantly constructed plot to expose the absurdities of Regency society while also celebrating the possibility of genuine human connection. Elizabeth Bennet is one of literature's great heroines precisely because she refuses to be defined by the limitations placed upon her. For your exam, remember these key points. First, always analyze Austen's methods, how she creates meaning, not just what happens. Second, integrate context naturally into your analysis. Third, maintain a clear, consistent argument throughout your essay. Fourth, use precise embedded quotations and analyze them at the word level. And fifth, remember that Austen's irony is your greatest analytical tool. Always ask what lies beneath the surface of what is said. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, the more you engage with this novel, the more you'll find to say about it. Austen rewards close, careful readers, and so do examiners. This has been Exam Ready Literature. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.